With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. FBI now contacting Democrats who appeared in a video calling for American troops to not follow illegal orders. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon has already announced that it is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. President Donald Trump accused the lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death in a social media post.
This is a scare tactic by him.
Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video.
The Democratic senator also says that she is beefing up security for her family to ward off potential threats to their safety. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
White House says a number of key elements must still be sorted out for a peace deal for Ukraine. Earlier, Ukrainian officials said they broadly agreed to a peace proposal from the Trump administration. French President Emmanuel Macron says progress is being made to ending the war.
We are clearly at a crucial juncture. Negotiations are getting a new impetus. We should seize this momentum, not because there is reason for alarm, but because there is finally a chance to make real progress toward a good peace. But the absolute condition for a good peace, a set of very robust security guarantees and not paper guarantees.
And President Trump says he is sending envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Army Secretary Dan Driscoll to hold talks with various Ukrainian officials. Weather has been causing some problems as the holiday season and travelers are out on the roads and the freeways. Tornadoes in the Houston area, heavy rain in Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, and snow in North Dakota. This is SRN News. Well, there's a new book about abortion, and it's aimed at kids.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump's administration promoting efforts to work with Nigeria's government to counter violence against Christians by Muslim terrorist groups. Following a meeting with Nigerian officials, War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Pentagon is, quote, working now with Nigeria to end the persecution of Christians by jihadist terrorists. This is SRN News. White House is pushing back against Biden-era regulations when it comes to soot emissions. Here is Bob Agnew.
The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule last year that imposed strict standards for soot pollution, saying that reducing fine particle matter from motor vehicles and industrial sources could prevent thousands of premature deaths every year. In a court filing this week, the EPA said the Biden-era rule was unlawful and done, in its words, without the rigorous stepwise process that Congress required. Bob Agnew reporting.
Real estate software company RealPage agreeing to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers to illegally drive up rents in a number of areas in the last few years. More details at srnnews.com.